Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Free.
Alright, hour number three. And this is Lock and Load. Joining me again from Yuma, Arizona is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
So, like I said, I talked about this Commerce Clause thing recently with somebody else, but you have an article that went up on the 16th about the Commerce Clause, about how it supposedly overrides the Bill of Rights. What are your thoughts on this? What have you seen? What do you think?
Well, this is one judge. She's an older judge. Judge Jane Roth. I think I misput it in the thing. It's Jane Richards Roth. And she was appointed to the Third Circuit in 1991. But she was originally appointed to the federal judiciary by Ronald Reagan in 1975, as I recall. And she was born in 1935, so she's seen some of the progressive court rulings, early ones, and lived through World War II. Although she was a child, she was about 6 years old when the court, or when the World War II started in the United States, but that's old enough to remember things. So she's been around quite a while. She actually retired or got put on senior status quite a few years ago in 2006, and her 88th birthday was on June 16th. So she's just turned 88. Now she is, having read the decision, there's the majority decision, then there's a concurrence, and then there's a couple of dissident opinions and dissents, they are properly called. And she wrote one of the dissenting opinions. And in that opinion, she makes a strong case if you think that progressive philosophy should override everything else about the Constitution. And she says that the court had decided that the federal government had authority over possession of pistols through the Commerce Clause. Now, the Commerce Clause is one of the most abused clauses in the Constitution. And it started back, I think, in 1941, you could argue a little earlier, but I think in 41 is when the court decided that a person growing wheat on their own ground to feed their own animals affected interstate commerce in agriculture. Therefore, the federal government could regulate the growing of wheat on your own property to feed your own animals, even though no money exchanged hands, nothing involved crossing state lines, but because it merely affected interstate commerce in some way, therefore the federal government could regulate it. I think that's a severe overreach, and much of federal government power today is based on Commerce Clause findings in the federal courts. Now, the Judge Thomas and a number of, well, a 5-4 decision in 1996 looked to put a stop to this overreaching Commerce Clause and say, well, it can't be everything. You can't say that everything is commerce. And that was the famous Lopez decision involving the ban on guns within 1,000 feet of a school. Gun-Free School Zones Act. And in 1985, well, actually the decision was 95, not 96. They said that the Commerce Clause is not everything. And somebody possessing a gun within 1,000 feet of school is not commerce. Therefore, the federal government cannot regulate. But what happened is that under, let's say it was Clinton, the legislature, the Congress, passed a law saying, well, if the gun has ever crossed state lines in commerce, then we can regulate guns near school grounds. And that's never been challenged in court. At least it's never gotten up to the Supreme Court. And shortly after Lopez, which was the guns in school zones case, there was a marijuana case from California where there was a couple that grew marijuana on their own property in their own home to consume themselves. And it was a 6-3 decision, and they said, yes, that's definitely commerce. And Justice Thomas dissented, and he strongly dissented, and he said, respondents, it was Diane Monson and Angel Rach, used marijuana that has never been bought or sold, has never crossed state lines, that has had no demonstrable effect on the national market for marijuana. If Congress can regulate this under the Commerce Clause, then it can regulate virtually anything. And the federal government is no longer one of limited and enumerated powers. It's a very strong argument, but 6 justices on the Supreme Court did not agree with him. And as I recall, Justice Scalia said something like, well, we have to do this because of the war on drugs. Well, we've lost a lot of rights with the war on drugs. But in this case, the one we're talking about, where the court, the Third Circuit said, if you commit a minor crime, just because it's called a felony because of the way it's adjudicated in state law, that doesn't mean your Second Amendment rights can be taken away. And they voted overwhelmingly, I think it was 11 judges out of 15 in the en banc decision on the Third Circuit, said, that's correct. You can't just take away fundamental constitutional rights, enumerated rights, because somebody says the crime is a felony. There has to be more to it. Otherwise, states could just say, well, we're going to call jaywalking a felony. And then anybody who jaywalks, their Second Amendment rights are gone for life. But, you know, so that would give the states much more power than the Constitution is meant to give. So they said there has to be something more to it. It can't be just because you call it a felony. And in this case, the person who was appealing to get his Second Amendment rights back had signed a form where he falsely stated his income was a little bit lower than it otherwise would have been, and that allowed him to get a little bit more welfare than he otherwise would have gotten. And they said, that's just not enough. That's not enough to justify taking away someone's rights.
Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This article was published on the 16th of June. You can find it at Amoland. If you look at all contributors, you look at Dean's, you're going to find that plus 2,200 plus other articles that he has written for them. He is the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest writer on the planet when it comes in the gun space, because of all websites, Amoland is the biggest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. We're talking with Dean Weingart, and we were just talking about this judge who believes that is it the judge's opinion that the Bill of Rights can be turned on and off with a switch?
Yes. Essentially what she wrote is that the Commerce Clause gives the federal government the power to regulate possession of pistols, and that overrides the Second Amendment right to possess pistols. Well, that's silly, because that means none of the Bill of Rights are actually rights because the federal government could regulate the possession of printing presses or regulate the possessions of computers, or it could regulate houses and demand that it inspect houses at any time, which would basically do away with the Fourth Amendment. Or it could regulate church pews. After all, church pews are commonly made of wood that is shipped in interstate commerce. You see how silly this gets.
Right.
And Justice Thomas just is brilliant on these things. I think he's a national treasure. And he wrote and re-explained what he had said in Lopez, which was in 1995. He said, as I explained in length, the Commerce Clause empowers Congress to regulate the buying and selling of goods and services trafficked across state lines. Clause's text, structure, and history all indicate that at the time of the founding, the term commerce consisted of selling, buying, and bartering, as well as transporting for these purposes. Commerce or trade in contrast to productive activities like manufacturing and agriculture. Throughout founding era dictionaries, Madison's notes from the Constitutional Convention, the Federalist Papers, and the ratification process, debates, I should say, the term commerce is consistently used to mean trade or exchange, not all economic or gainful activity that has some attenuated connection to trade or exchange. The term commerce commonly meant trade or exchange, not simply to those involved in the drafting and ratification processes, but also to the general public. And that is the essence of textualism and originalism. That is, if we don't put the meaning in the Constitution, which we want it to have, we read the text, and then, instead of putting our meaning on the text, we go and look at what those words meant when the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights in this case, was ratified. And that's the meaning we use to keep true to the original intent of the Constitution. And there's no other way to do it that I can see. I mean, we can't resurrect Thomas Jefferson to talk about the debate, although he was mainly in France at the time, but Benjamin Franklin would be a great one. We don't have the ability to bring them up and say, what did this mean to you? But we have their writing. We have what they said. We have the general understanding of terms at the time. We have dictionaries from the time. We have all these means of determining what was meant when those words were ratified and became part of the founding document we call the Constitution. And if the Constitution can be changed by simply saying, well, I want it to mean this, then it really isn't a document anymore. It's just a way of imposing some elite judges or perhaps a legislature's will on what they want to be able to do to the population. And it makes no sense. Now, progressives, starting roughly about 1890 till about, into the 1910s or so, and President Woodrow Wilson was a foundational progressive. He wrote much of the theory. He expounded on it. He practiced it when he became president. And he was openly contemptuous of the Constitution. He said, oh, that was then. This is now. Back then, everything was different. And the basic premise of progressives is everything changes. Everything changes all the time. Human nature in 1920 is not the same as it was in 1800. Political philosophy was not the same in 1920 as it was in 1800. But that's, I believe we can say, with a fair amount of certainty, that ideology is not correct. there is a human nature, foundational in our genetics and our sociology and how we work. It's expressed in somewhat different ways. And there is political philosophy, and I think the founding fathers were far more expert in political philosophy and human nature and how the two interacted than our politicians today. I also think they were more honest. And the politicians today get away with lying much more frequently than the founding fathers would have. But that's probably because our media has become has become an incredible center of power, and the ability of the media to control politicians depends quite a bit on them being able to control the narrative and then say certain politicians are not doing the right thing. You know, they're racist, they're homophobes, they're whatever the latest insult du jour happens to be. But I think we're coming out of that era where we lived in what I would call a mediocrity, where the media had more control over what happened than the politicians did, because the media picked the politicians. I'd argue that the media got rid of Richard Nixon as president because they didn't like him.
Yep.
And
I would agree with
today,
that.
They are trying to get rid of President Trump, and they certainly claim that the 2020 election did not have a huge amount of problems, which I think it obviously did.
When 2016 was stolen by the Russians. We're coming up hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, talking to Dean Weingarten. And Dean always brings a critical thinking and employs it in the best way possible. I thoroughly enjoy that. This article that we're referencing about the Commerce Clauses was published on the 16th of June at amelan.com, where Dean has well over 2,200 other articles waiting on you today to go check out. And listen, well worth your time. Everything that he has up today is still poignant today, no matter when he wrote it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update.
I'm very proud of my son.
That's all President Biden had to say when asked about a plea deal his son Hunter has agreed to with federal prosecutors. Under the deal, Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax and gun charges. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes several years ago. Pennsylvania's governor has announced the traffic on Interstate 95 will resume this weekend after a section of the highway was closed due to a bridge collapse. Governor Josh Shapiro said paving may begin tomorrow. General Motors will officially reveal the all-electric Cadillac Escalade IQ in August in New York City. Last month, GM said it will exhibit the same level of craftsmanship, technology, and performance as its gas-powered counterpart. The electric Escalade will be built at GM's plant in Detroit. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Dean Weingarten. And Dean has written about something that I didn't know about. Now, I just went through the whole amnesty Form 1 thing for my AR-15 pistol. And I have some stuff that worked with Glock pistols, except I don't have that anymore. Simply because I didn't know how to, there was no way to register them. And then I see this, and I've never noticed this before. And, well, I guess, did you run into this in Indianapolis, Dean?
I did, at the NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis. As part of that meeting, they have a very large, sort of like industry show, gun show. It's huge. It's not quite as big as the SHOT Show, but it's enormous. I think there were acres and acres,
right,
of displays. There's way more than you can possibly get through in a day or two. And while I was there, I ran into this product. They had a booth there, and I started looking at it. I was impressed. They had a few pre-production prototypes for their latest iteration there, and those have been designed to be able to be used with several different pistols. Now, this is a stabilization system. It's like a pistol brace, but it doesn't attach to the pistol. And this idea has been around for a while.
Right.
There were some that were made for big revolvers to aid in hunting, I think back in the 70s or 80s maybe. And they had some problems in the sense that they stabilized for a shot, but then the rotation of the pistol, you know, you'd have to bring it back into recoil, out of recoil, I should say, so that you could use it. And this system has solved many of those problems. It is not attached to the pistol, but when you hold the pistol and the brace together, they form a very stable system. Your hand essentially becomes the attachment of the pistol to the brace.
So it's not clipping on there. It's actually you're just holding it against that. Bracing
right.
It. Bracing it, if you would.
Right. But the shape of it is ingenious. And I have to admit, I've thought about some of this stuff over a couple of decades. I said, well, couldn't you do this? And my ideas were kind of similar to this, but this has perfected what were, to me, just kind of inchoate ideas floating around my head. Well, you could do this, you could do that. And these guys perfected it. Now, this product has actually been around for about a decade. And it's been changed. But in that time frame, it's only been available to basically the special forces, like Navy SEALs, and to a bunch of police agencies. It's used by the Secret Service. It's used by the Border Patrol. Robert Gilmer, who is the owner of this system and has a couple of patents on it, told me that it's in use by over 100 different agencies. So it's been around, but you can look at some of the iterations of it, and the earlier ones are significantly different than what you have here. They were bigger, they were bulkier, they used an adjustable stock off an AR-15, some of them, whereas this is essentially a mostly flat, except where it attaches, not attaches, except where you hold it against the pistol, piece of fiber-reinforced composite material that is very, very strong. I don't know if it's carbon or what type of fiber they use in it. It's very strong and very light. This thing only weighs 7 ounces, and it's 11 inches long. And kind of prototypes. I mean, they're very, very close to what the production is going to be like. The differences are like where they put slots on it for attachment of a sling, that sort of thing. But when you hold your pistol and this thing together, it's very stable. You don't get any side to side wobble. You don't get any up and down rotation because there's the grip goes back so that the area behind the grip where it's just below the slide, it kind of sits on this shelf in this system. And that prevents rotation. And then they've played around with the shape of there's sort of like a U-shaped piece there that the back of the grip is pressed into by your hand. And it's asymmetrical. That is, one side of it, if you're looking from the back to the front, one side of it is, and it'd be the left side, is a little bit longer than the right side. And that asymmetry, plus the U-shape, plus the shelf that holds, or that is fitted to the part below the slide, all come together make a very stable holding system. I mean, when it's your hand, the one shot, and the pistol, all three together, when it's in your hand, they just don't wiggle around. And the big thing that makes this really, really useful is using a micro red or a red dot sight
right
mounted on the pistol. One of the big problems for stock pistols, as it were, and there have been pistol stocks have been around for a long, long time. Oh, gosh. You know, ever since we've had pistols, somebody has thought about putting a stock on.
Well, I mean, they were in, I watched a movie the other day. I'm a big Clint Eastwood fan, and I think it's in for a few dollars more. Lee Van Cleef has a stock that he puts on his six gun.
Right. And he has a fairly long barreled six gun, too, as I recall
from
that movie. And it essentially makes his pistol into a carbine. And when the biggest problem with just an ordinary pistol without a very long barrel on it is you have a very short sight radius. Now, it's possible to shoot well with a very short sight radius. it's just much harder because the slightest little error in the sighting alignment gets magnified further on out. And it's harder to notice that sighting error when the rear sight and the front sight are close together. But you put them further and further apart, and you notice the error easier and easier. But if you put an optical sight on it, that alignment no longer is critical. The optical sight itself eliminates that alignment error. And so you put one of these little, I call them micro red dot sights, on top of a pistol that gives you an optical sight. Then you hold that pistol against the one shot, and the effect of holding it gives you the stability of a stock, and you essentially have the same utility as a pistol caliber carbine. And it's not regulated as a part. It's not regulated as a stock because it doesn't attach. So it sidesteps all the regulation that the ATF has thrown up about short-barreled rifles and pistol braces.
Right.
It's not a pistol brace because it doesn't attach. If you let go of the pistol with your hand, the two pieces fall apart. And that's demonstrated on some videos that I saw about it. It's not regulated at all in the sense that you could take one of these, put it in your briefcase, walk aboard an airplane, and it's not anything that is considered a weapon or a gun part. And they have demonstrated through some of their videos, you can watch, that this very much improves your ability to hit targets at a distance. And I don't have any difficulty believing that.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and I have been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've got another bear story to the latest in the ongoing continuation of collection of data by Mr. Weingarten. What have you found out, sir?
Well, as you know, about 7 years ago, I and some colleagues started collecting data about how handguns are used to defend against bears. Particularly, a correspondent on the internet claimed that handguns were virtually useless to defend against bears, and that there were all kinds of stories or articles about where bears had seriously injured, mauled people that were trying to defend themselves with handguns. And I asked him if he could provide one example, and he never got back. I think he was being legitimate in what he believed, because that kind of thing had been bandied about for a long time. People have argued whether handguns are effective against bears for decades. But I had never come across cases that actually showed that handguns were ineffective, and I was skeptical as to how ineffective they might be. So, I and others started looking, and we found that there are a fair number of documented cases where people used handguns to defend against bears, but failures, that is, when the handgun failed to stop the attack, are very rare. And over the 7 years, the last time we ran an update was about a year ago, and I think it was in June of 2022. At that point, we had come up with about 123 incidents where handguns were used to defend against, only handguns were used to defend against bears. And we continued to collect incidents. And at the 123 incidents, the statistics were that handguns were, 97% effective. Or 98% maybe, I'd have to look back. But we've continued to collect. We're now up to 170 instances. Now, it turns out 24 of those are combinations where the handgun was used with some other lethal instrument, usually a rifle or shotgun. But sometimes unusual things. I think there was a case where a bear was hit by a car, and then a police officer, when the bear came at him, stopped it with a .40 caliber handgun. Now, I consider that a combination because we don't know how injured it was when it got hit by the car. So you can see where we separated out those combination cases from when there's only a handgun or handguns involved, because it's not as clear. You get a combination, you say, well, if there wouldn't have been a rifle there, it wouldn't have been stopped, or if it hadn't been hit by a car, it wouldn't have been stopped. And we have one case where the bear was caught in a snare, and the snare prevented its movement quite a bit. And I said, well, that's, I think I would consider that a combination. But we had 123 incidents, and now we're up to 146 incidents where only a handgun was used, and we're still at 98% effectiveness. A lot of these incidents, I think there's about 10 of them, 9 or 10 of them, were from a Freedom of Information Act request that Annaland put in, you know, with my input to get polar bear incidents. There's a database that was created by the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife, where polar bears were involved in conflicts with human beings, and several different nations input to this database. And, oh gosh, I think it was like 550 incidents are in this database. And we got about 9 out of those 550 that were handgun-only cases. And all of those 9 that we've found so far, I mean, this is a huge database. It takes a while to go through everything. And there's, since each incident of 540 has a narrative that goes with it, you have to read that narrative. And sometimes it's hard to determine, or you may not determine right away, whether it's a pistol or a rifle or something else involved. So far we had gotten, I think, 9. And that added up with the others that just happened as events proceeded. You know, in the last year we've had several incidents where handguns were used to defend against bears, and now we're up to 146. And it just destroys this idea that handguns are not effective in use against bears. They're very effective, about 98% effective. And if you look at the cases where they were not effective, you kind of shake your head and say, well, that wasn't really a very good way to employ the handgun if you were trying to defend yourself against that bear. You know, the most famous is probably the case up near Svalbard Island, where there was a party out exploring. It was a tourist exploration ship called the Orrego, I believe I'm pronouncing it properly. And they were looking at the sites and also thought they might see a polar bear. And there were, I think, 16 people in the party, and they split into two pieces. And one of them had a high-powered rifle and flare gun, and the other had a .22 handgun and flare guns. And the smaller party is what saw the polar bear, which immediately started coming at them, and they weren't able to stop the attack with the .22 pistol. None of the pistol rounds were able to make it. Well, let's say they didn't penetrate the cranium. Now, a .22 pistol is plenty powerful enough to penetrate the bear's, to get to a bear's brain. But you have to know where you're aiming, you have to do it just right. And that's not always easy to do when a polar bear is attacking you or your friend.
Yeah.
And in this case, the bear killed one person and severely mauled the other one. And so that is clearly a failure. That .22 pistol and the skill of the people involved were not enough to stop the bear from killing one of them and severely mauling the other. But interestingly enough, it's the only case we have found where when the people attacked had a handgun and used it, that they didn't survive. It's the only fatality out of 146 strip the handgun, or if you put the combinations in, 170. The only one. Now, in contrast, we have about 6 cases where people used bear spray and people died. There was the Pogo mine case. There's the Russian bear researcher case. There's the famous case in Obando, Montana, about a year ago. There's that case near Yellowstone about a year ago. In all of these, the bears were sprayed with bear spray, and the people still died. So I think you can make a pretty good case that pistols work better to stop attacks. Now, it doesn't mean bear spray doesn't work well. It just means it's not as effective in really in stopping bears that are determined to do damage.
Yeah.
Now, if you got bears that are just curious, bear spray probably works fairly well at getting them to move away from your campsite or whatever.
Well, you know, we're going to have to find this out. When a bear is in an attack mode, do they have the same sort of thing that's happening to us with, like, the adrenaline dump? Do they jack up like that when that happens? And we don't have time to talk about it because we've run out of time to talk about it, but let's talk about that on Friday.
Very good.
Very good. This article is the latest article that has been published at Amaland.com. It was published on the 19th of June. For those of you looking for it, it is called Handgun Defenses Against Bears, 170 Documented Incidents, 98% Effective. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Be back in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.